Hello, gardeners. I'm Amanda McNulty with Clemson Extension and Making It Grow. Although we're encouraged to grow native plant species that have special value for pollinators, we shouldn't forget that certain non-native plants can be equally valuable. Camellias produce discernible amounts of nectar. They're self-sterile and rely on insects, or in some countries, birds, to move pollen from the male stamens on one plant to the female stigmas on another species or cultivar. The European honeybees, non-native themselves, are active on warm winter days, and they visit camellias to collect nectar and pollen. Even the overwintering rufous hummingbirds sometimes visit these flowers to collect that high-calorie food. If you want to add some of these beautiful fall, winter, and early spring bloomers to your yard, choose ones that have an open form with a large center of stamens, not the peony-flowered ones like Professor Sargent's, which only have a center of petals. Funded by South Carolina Farm Bureau and Farm Bureau Insurance.